I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. One of the nation's leading conservation outfits, the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership, announced a leadership change recently. Joel Peterson, who's led the Washington, D.C.-based group since September 2024, is leaving the organization. I'll tell you more about TRCP and its interim director when we return, but first, by the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx Fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and 1 last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish. The Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership announced in late January that after, quote, a meaningful period of leadership, Joel Peterson will be transitioning from his role as CEO. The group's board of directors and staff said in a social media post that they were grateful for Peterson's leadership and dedication to the organization's mission. Peterson had led the organization since September 1, 2024, after previously serving as president and CEO of the Mule Deer Foundation. At TRCP, he replaced Whit Fosberg, who had led the group for more than a decade. The board announced that Matt Cook, TRCP's board chair and longtime hunting and fishing advocate, will step in as interim CEO to work alongside the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership leadership team as the organization charts the group's future. Cook was formerly chairman of a wounded veterans group that focused on getting individuals nationwide into the outdoors. He's also on the advisory board for the University of Chicago's Booth Business School. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.